Welcome back to another podcast episode of Uniquely Genetics, a podcast by Sheep Genetics. I'm Sophie Hawkins, and I'll be your host today. In our last episode, we heard from Peter Bradley and Sam Malcolm as they walked us through the development and release of Combined Land Plan, which is a major step forward in the genetic evaluation for the Australian sheep industry. Today, we're continuing that conversation by diving deeper into how breeders can use Combined Land Plan in practice. I'm joined by two fantastic guests, Marnie Hodge from Sheep Genetics and Matt Kelly, a seed stock producer. Marnie and Matt will share their perspectives on how this new research analysis will help producers make more confident and accurate selection decisions. We'll also unpack the concept of re-benchmarking, what it is, why it's necessary, and how producers can interpret the changes in the animals' ASBVs. Later in the episode, we'll explore the commercial impact of Combined Land Plan, including how it supports better decision-making for ram breeders and buyers, and what the future holds for genetic evaluation in Australian sheep industry. And of course, we'll touch on the importance of data quality, how it influences breeding value accuracy, what checks are in place, and what support is available to help producers improve their data quality. So let's get started. Thank you both for joining us today on today's podcast. I really appreciate your time, especially during the busy period of the year. To start off, could you each give us a quick snapshot of your role and then tell us about how you're involved with the Combined Land Plan analysis?
Yeah, okay, so I'm a seed stock producer at Low Footprint Lamb, which is a newly shedding stud. We're sort of Hamilton, Western Victoria. And I'm also involved in the advisory committee.
Perfect. Marnie?
I'm Marnie Hodge, one of the senior development officers at Sheep Genetics, and I've been in the role for about 3 years. My involvement with Combined Land Plan has kind of been the entire way through inception of the idea up until current release now. As of about 2 years ago, we actually sat down in a room, Sheep Genetics and AgBoo, and talked about what enhancements we wanted to make, and Combined Land Plan popped up. So throughout the last 2 years, we've been working with AgBoo to essentially primarily deliver and ensure that the enhancements made to Combined Land Plan are adequate and appropriate and world-leading. And my role within the Sheep Genetics team is essentially an extension and adoption role, which primarily involves working with seed stock as well as some commercial clients to essentially understand the Sheep Genetics analysis and how they can improve their rate of genetic gain through certain pathways as well.
And from each of your perspectives, what do you think the analysis will have? What impact the analysis will have on your part of the industry?
Okay, for me, the composite shedders moved from the terminal analysis about 6 years ago, and we've sort of connected ourselves to the maternal analysis because that's where we sort of saw ourselves. So once this becomes combined, we'll be able to directly compare ourselves to all the other shedders that are still sort of in that terminal analysis. But yeah, I think it'll have a big impact on just that comparison from breed to breed.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Matt. I think one of the greatest benefits of Combined Land Plan is a larger data set, which enables direct comparisons of genetic merit for both terminal and maternal animals. There are a few really big advantages to Combined Land Plan. That's a very big start. In terms of one of the key is a greater data set, which then enables future commercial genetic selection tools like flock profile and genomic only breeding values. So the Combined Land Plan enhancements made is an enabler to develop those commercial genetic selection tools. On top of that, the enhancements made to Combined Land Plan are world-leading, and they essentially result in a more accurate analysis, which ultimately leads to potentially higher rates of genetic gain through more accurate selection decisions. There's been some really amazing enhancements made, including updates to Lambda, which is a higher weighting on that genomic relationship, as well as work that AgBoo's done to essentially predict founder animals and their genotype contribution to current day animals as well. And that's essentially an update that's been made that's never been used in a genetic analysis before. So it's the first of its kind, which is absolutely incredible to be a part of that. And I guess, like, ultimately, the changes for combined land plan, while they are big changes, they are a necessity as well for the future of the genetic analysis. Matt, I'm sure there's instances throughout the year where you want breeding values more frequently than every 2 weeks. So updating some of the logic and the back-end coding for combined land plan will ultimately result in faster analysis result running, which is a really good thing considering that the analysis is only growing. We're getting more phenotypes and more genotypes being submitted to the analysis year on year. So being able to actually ensure that the analysis is sustainable and going to continue into the future is really important.
For producers reviewing their results now, the concept of rebenchmarking can be a bit confusing. Could you both walk us through what rebenchmarking involves in practice and how producers should interpret the changes in their animals' ASVVs? Matt, could you kick us off, please?
Yeah, I think Daniel Brown sort of said this pretty well at one of our meetings, is that when things are updated, whether it's your phone or your computer or your car or whatever, there are things you have to get your head around. There are things that are different, and really, essentially, it's for the better, even if it might be frustrating at the time. So I think that's the sort of attitude we're just going to have to take to it, that it's going to be different, but it's going to be better different. But I think the percentile bands is really where people will just have to sort of revisit that whole thing and get their head around, what is a leading animal for each individual trait, because the numbers will be different. But anyway, the percentile bands will cover that, and then, it'll just be up to your breed selection and nut it all out.
Yeah, you bang on, Matt. The percentile bands are going to be your best friend. So for anyone that doesn't know what a percentile band is, it's something that we report on top of the sheep genetics analysis, which essentially defines the spread in breeding values for the current year drop of industry. So at the moment, as of this date of this podcast episode dropping, the percentile bands will be relevant for the 2024 drop for terminals and maternals. And what it does is break down at a trait level. So for post-weaning weight, for example, it says that the range of breeding values for the 2024 drop in the maternal analysis are from X to Y, and it breaks it down at a percentile band level. So to be able to compare your results from, or at least re-benchmark yourself, for results from current terminal and maternal analyses to combined land plan will be using the percentile bands to identify where an animal or where your flock's average sits for the current terminal and maternal analyses. And say, for example, that's the top 20th percentile. You'll then have a look and see what the 20th percentile is for that particular trait in the combined land plan analysis and work off that value there. So it's essentially utilizing the same percentile despite the two different analyses having different values for a trait.
Perfect. And yeah, just really emphasizing that change is good, if change is for the better, especially for the combined land plan analysis being such a significant analysis enhancement for us this year.
Yeah, that's right. And I think as it will take a little bit of time to wrap your head around, like Matt, I'm sure as a seed stock producer, you're probably finding or thinking about all of the things that you're going to have to relearn and re-benchmark across, and maybe finding that it probably will take a bit of time to wrap your head around all of the enhancements and how they might relate to differences in breeding values and things like that. But I think ultimately the thing to think about will be to, as a seed stock producer, get your head around it in the next 6 to 12 months, and then for next year's selling season, start to have conversations with your clients around, we have more tiers of breeding values for combined land plan. This is kind of what the enhancements mean. This is why they're relevant to you as a ram buyer client.
Yep. Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Perfect. So, Marnie, how do you see the combined land plan analysis helping ram breeders make more confident and accurate selection decisions?
I think ultimately it comes down to how we can improve genetic gain, which if we think about the breeders equation, there's three key factors that any ram breeder or buyer can control in terms of improving their rate of genetic gain, which is selection intensity, or selecting the correct animals based on their genetic merit, selection accuracy, placing a higher accurate selection decision on those animals, or generation interval, which is obviously selecting younger animals, assuming that they're going to have a higher genetic merit. With combined land plan, the key impact on those levers that we can control is going to be on selection accuracy. So we know that the combined land plan analysis overall is a more accurate analysis due to a significant number of enhancements and updates that AgBoo has made to the model. So ultimately, the breeding values that come out of combined land plan on average are more accurate across traits and at a whole analysis level. So there's the potential there to make higher rates of genetic gain through more accurate selection decisions. Another thing that's a really great outcome of combined land plan is that we at Sheep Genetics are actually doing more data processing. So while historically in the current terminal and maternal analyses, we, Sheep Genetics, formed a partial contemporary group for the combined land plan analysis, we're actually going to be forming a full contemporary group, which means that there's more data processing happening on the sheep genetics end, which ultimately means that we can pass on greater and more accurate feedback to clients that are submitting data on submission portal so that they can update and improve their data quality as well. And ultimately, all of the updates to the logic and coding of combined land plan mean that the analysis will actually run faster. So while it's being run in conjunction with the current terminal and maternal analyses at the moment, in the future, when they're turned off, the speed of the combined land plan should be quicker as well, which ultimately means that you'll get your breeding values quicker and are able to make more accurate selection decisions with faster breeding values, essentially.
And for ram buyers, what are the key benefits of being able to make those head-to-head comparisons of genetic performance across breeds when selecting for animals?
Ultimately, it's going to depend on what kind of ram buyer you are. If you're looking to purchase, say, composite animals, you're probably going to get the greatest benefit out of combined land plan with the breeding values produced in combined land plan alone. If you're looking to purchase, say, a pole Dorset and not want to go outside that box, you're still going to get a more accurate breeding value at the end of the day with all of the enhancements made for combined land plan. But it's not going to be, I guess, as advantageous to compare a pole Dorset to a Border Leicester, because that's probably not something that you're thinking about jumping ship and going to purchase a completely different breed for your production system. But the biggest value for ram buyers will come from the enablements that have come out of combined land plan analysis, which include the development of commercial genetic selection tools. So we have flock profile and genomic only breeding values available for merino only breeders at the moment, and that's a result of the significantly greater size of the genomic reference population, or population of animals with both a phenotype or a trait measurement and a genotype in the merino select analysis. Through combining both the terminal and maternal data sets, we can get a gauge for the genes represented in first and second cross progeny. So we can then develop those commercial genetic selection tools for ram buyers as well to make more accurate selection decisions.
And Matt, how do you see the combined land plan analysis helping ram breeders and buyers make more confident and accurate selection decisions and making those head-to-head genetic comparisons across breeds?
Yeah, well, I guess firstly, I trust in the maths and trust in the work that's been done behind the scenes to make it more accurate. So, I mean, more accurate's more accurate. So that's going to, make better decisions within itself, I guess. But it'll also help from the point of view that, terminal guys will now have access to a lot of maternal stuff that's done. You know, there's genetic connections between the terminal and maternal flock, so that they'll all of a sudden there'll be some quite good data around a lot of the maternal traits for the terminals, and vice versa for the maternals. They'll pick up a lot of carcass traits and meat eating quality and that sort of stuff. So there's been a lot of research done in the terminals that hasn't been done in the maternals that will now be available essentially to those breeds, which will just increase buyers' options as to what path they want to go down. There'll be more data and more information around that, which will be have some good accuracies around it.
Yeah, I can imagine as a composite breeder, Matt, you like said earlier that the CSs or composite shedders were moved into the maternal analysis a few years ago. But realistically, you ideally want to be comparing the genetic merit of your shedders to other shedders that are in the terminal analysis, which include Dorpers and Ultra Whites and Aussie Whites. So combining those two analyses and potentially being able to bring in non-maternal sheep into your flock and have direct comparisons of their genetic merit, could imagine would be pretty important as a breeder.
Yeah, that'll make a great difference. And particularly people that are searching for, if they're searching for shedders and then they're looking for certain traits, we'll all be on the same, all be on the same platform, all compared equally for all the different traits, and people can make considerably better decisions based off that. Yeah,
that's right. Like if you were to bring in a terminal shedder, you don't have to take the risk of seeing where they might fit in the maternal analysis. It'll all be completely comparable head to head.
Yep, a lot less risk in that.
Yeah.
Matt, looking ahead, what excites you most about the direction this analysis is heading in and the potential for the industry?
Yeah, well, as Marnie touched on earlier, it's world-leading stuff that's sort of gone into all of these calculations and that. So I think it'll have a massive impact on the specialised lamb producing breeds. And I think once they're, at first there's only going to be a few traits sort of up there to look at, but once all the traits come online, and then I'm assuming there'll be some fairly fancy indexes to come into place that'll be substantially better than our current indexes because they've got more accurate numbers behind them and because they'll just be designed better, I guess, from the start. But we'll be able to make better selection over multiple traits, so that essentially animals or any breeder will be able to breed animals that are better in many ways. So whether that's sort of better from a resilience point of view or a production point of view or an ethical point of view, you'll be able to shape those animals to be better at a lot of things, which ultimately will be better for the industry. But also just that because of those better accuracies and that genetic gain will happen, a lot faster in whatever traits you select for. So I think that's going to be the exciting part, just watching that all play out and just watching, all sheep essentially get better and better and better.
Yeah, it's really interesting hearing both of your perspectives on the combined land plan analysis, and it's great to see that you're both really excited to see where this is heading for the future. So data quality can have a big impact on accuracy of ASBVs. Matt, how do you check for data quality before and after a data submission?
So, I go to a fair bit of effort to sort of make sure my data's right, sort of at my end and the basics of it all. Then I check it on my pedigree master, do a validation on it, and then upload it. And then check it again through the obvious things on the website. And then once I'm sort of happy that I've fixed everything I can fix, I ring Marnie up and get her to check through contemporary groups and any other things that might not be quite right that I can check on and adjust to sort of sharpen it up.
Yep. Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head, Matt, in terms of where you can look as a breeder submitting data to Sheep Genetics. Running data validation in your on-farm software is always going to be the first point of call, and then to submit your data through the Sheep Genetics submission portal and have a look at any exclusions. The submission portal is a really good update that's been made in the last 2 years to the sheep genetics website, and it means that essentially breeders can submit their data and update and fix any exclusions or any potential typos that might be splitting animals out into their own contemporary groups or things like that immediately before the data is actually used in the analysis. So that means that they can fix the problem before the analysis actually happens, rather than waiting potentially a month minimum to be able to update any potential exclusions or typos or things like that. The other places that breeders can check in terms of their data and data quality will be on the flock reports dashboard, checking for any genomic pedigree inconsistencies, which is something that is worthwhile updating because it's an inconsistency in the breeder supplied pedigree versus the pedigree that's identified through the genotype. And then I'd recommend having a look at your like data summaries, including the trait phenotype summaries and the reproduction data summaries, as well as also having a look at the data quality score. There's often things in there that you could pick up potential mistakes or typos or things like that.
Perfect. And I think, Marnie, you covered some of what the next question is, but what support is available to help producers with their data quality in terms of what sheep genetics can provide?
Yeah, we offer a whole suite of reports that tell us about data quality and what data is used and submitted to the analysis. So I'd have a look at those that I previously mentioned. But as Matt alluded to, we're always happy to pick up the phone and answer phone calls about how to improve people's data quality. We often offer one-on-ones when we're traveling around. Matt, I've dropped in and seen you and talked through a whole heap of things previously on another trip in the past.
We had some big issues there, didn't we?
Yeah, that's right. It's often a really good thing though to snag a development officer when they're on a trip because it means that you can sit down uninterrupted and work through things line by line. In person, it's often a bit easier to work through things in person than over the phone. So we'll definitely recommend if you want to do a comprehensive data quality audit, get in touch with Sheep Genetics, give us a call, send us an email, and we can organise a time to work through things to improve your data quality, which ultimately should improve your accuracy of your breeding values and therefore potentially your rate of genetic gain.
Matt, one last final question. When will you start talking to your clients about combined land plan?
Yeah, I'll start looking at it pretty hard myself. So I've got some things to tell people, I guess. So certainly where there's strengths and weaknesses, I'll communicate that sort of stuff. So it'll be talked about. People will be aware of it, I think, this ram selling season. But I don't think I'll be using, certainly won't be showing anyone any numbers or really trying to limit, confusing the industry by putting those numbers out early. Just wait until next ram selling season before we sort of, work on that re-education of ourselves and everybody else so that we're ready to rock and roll next year.
Matt, from your role in the advisory committee as well as a breeder and Marnie being at the front of developing the combined land plan analysis, what is one key takeaway from this podcast that each of you would like commercial seed stock producers to remember?
For me, it's really that it'll be better. Change is good. Bring it on.
It's good that you're so enthusiastic and excited to see the results, Matt.
I'm sort of itching to see them. I can't, it's not quite ready yet.
Yeah, soon. By the time this podcast drops, there'll be breeding values available for breeders to have a look at. For me, I think my one final takeaway would be to step outside of what your role is currently in the industry and think about the change of combined land plan more objectively, not how it will just impact you, but how it will impact your ram buyers. Essentially just think about it as a holistic approach rather than how it's individually going to impact you. We know that this is a really big change. It's one of the biggest changes that we've made in the last 30 years to the sheep genetics analysis. So it will take a while to wrap your heads around, but think about it in the fact that it's a better analysis, it's a more accurate analysis, it's an enabler for commercial genetic selection tools, and it also enables the resilience or sustainability of our sheep genetics analysis going forward. So we can still get breeding values every 2 weeks and make updated selection decisions more quickly and confidently.
Thank you, Marnie. So that wraps up today's podcast. I just want to say a big thank you to both of you again for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure having you both on the podcast and sharing your insights on the combined land plan analysis.
Thanks, Sophie. Thank you. It's great to be invited on.
Thank you.